Brookfield Republican Dale Koenig's tax cut would drop tax rates for all income brackets, increasing the size of Governor Scott Walker's proposed tax cut by roughly $420 million. Koenig says it would be paid for by new revenue growth projected for the next 2 years. But the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says Koenig's tax cut would grow to $914 million in the following two-year budget. Budget expert John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families calls the proposal disappointing.
It creates a very large hole in the next biennial budget, and it undermines the state's ability to invest in things like K-12 education that are critical for the state's future economic competitiveness.
When Koenig introduced the plan, he said the state has two choices when it expects new revenue: grow government or return the money to the private sector. Todd Berry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says that ignores a third choice: save the money until it's actually in hand.
That, frankly, has been a problem for every governor and legislator as long as I can remember.
Berry, who has long advocated for a simpler tax code, favors other parts of Koenig's plan that would end a variety of tax credits.
There's a lot of tax law items here that are used by practically no one and involve very little money, and I think you can justifiably get rid of them.
But ending those credits only saves the state about $5 million a year, meaning they don't come anywhere close to offsetting the new tax cuts going forward. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.